Welcome, everybody. This is Mordechai Plotzker. Welcome to shareenjoyment.com. Tonight's share is a recap of Parsha Shoftim, amazing Parsha, with 14 positive commandments and 27 negative commandments. So this week's Torah learning portion is dedicated to Refuah Shleima to Avram Chizkiyo ben Bluma. Should have Refuah Shleima b'karov mamish. Tonight, we wanted to just focus on Judges, Shoftim b'shoftim titein lecha b'chol she'arecha. So we know that there's a mandate to appoint judges for all of our courts, our systems, our jurisdictions, districts, etc. Kedush Levi actually has a beautiful, fascinating thought. We know that when we come into Rosh Hashanah, as we are now approaching within Chodesh Elul, and within a very short time period, we'll be welcoming in a new year. And that comes with a lot of fear, trepidation, anxiety. So we all don't know what the year is going to look like for us. Some of us, you know, it's going to be, God willing, an amazing year. But we're still very fearful. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the lesson plan within the first pasuk. Shoftim v'shoftim titein lecha. If you want to know how your year will end up, titein lecha, I give it over to you. As the Kedushas Levi says, the way that we judge others is the way we will be judged. So this time of year, it may be challenging at times, but we have to be down the kapschos, we have to find the benefit of doubt, even in situations where it doesn't look so bright, we can make assessments and judgments about other people. This time of year, and for the rest of the year for that matter, we should be consistent throughout. We should try our best to be down the kavshos and judge our peers, our friends, our neighbors, our family members in a positive light. Yes, it's true the person came late to davening, but they really were struggling to get out of the house because they were up learning last night. And yes, it's true maybe they had to take care of their kids in the morning. Maybe they were busy helping their wife prepare for lunch. Whatever it is, there's a lot of ways for us to find the benefit of doubt. And now is the time for us to do it. Because again, b'derech shadim modid, modid in lo. I want to share with you a quick story that happened to me when I was Galen Resident back in 2014 at Pearl's Pesach in Grand Island, New York. And on the dais were a bunch of rabbanim, and it was me. And the question that was presented was a question about judges. The question was, if Mashiach were to come today, who would be qualified to serve on the Sanhedrin? And every rabbi gave a very interesting answer, and then they came to me. And I said, you know, I'd like to share with you a story. And through the story, hopefully you'll understand the answer. The Gemara Kesubas brings down that there were three different instances about rabbis coming to different towns by boat in order to be the judge in certain cases. And in each case, there was first Rabbi Tarfon, who got off the boat and was walking, and then a feather from a bird fell off and landed upon his turban, which made him look a little bit silly. And this individual saw that the rabbi, you know, had this unique feather on the turban and wanted to make sure that the rabbi's honor was maintained and secured. So he ran over and he said, Rabbi, please, let me take this feather off of your turban. I want the rabbi to look as distinguished as he always does. And so they got into conversation, and it turns out that the individual that had done this simple act was going to be a defendant or a plaintiff in a case to which the rabbi, who he had helped, was going to be the judge. Upon learning this, the rabbi recused himself and said, I can no longer serve on this bezdin. I can no longer serve as a judge because of the chesed that you did for me. The next case is a story about a rabbi walking, and I'm not sure if it's Rabbi Elazar or Rabbi Yeshua was walking, and then there was certain, like an animal had been there beforehand, so this gentleman saw up ahead, he didn't want the rabbi to see something like that, so he covered it up, and, you know, the rabbi got into conversation with him. Again, turns out this person was either a plaintiff or a defendant, and the rabbi was going to be a judge in that case. The third example is very simple. The rabbi was coming off the boat, and, you know, he lost a little bit of his footing. He almost fell into the water. And this gentleman came over and quickly grabbed him and pulled him onto the deck. And they got into conversation, learning, of course, the same, that the individual was going to be a plaintiff or defendant and the rabbi being the judge. And in each case, these rabbis recused themselves from being on the Bezdin because the sensitivity that a Jew has toward someone else who does a chesed, as we know, the Gemara in Yevamos brings down on Daf Ayin Zayin, we are rachmanim b'shanu and gomei chasadim. We are very merciful, we are easily embarrassed, and we are people that are filled with chesed, kindness. And so when we do kindness for someone else, there's a form of, hey, you know, I really want to give something back to you. I want to reciprocate in some way. But if that were to skew the judgment in the form that the defendant or plaintiff in this case were to get a favorable verdict because of the simple action of removing a feather or helping someone off a boat or covering up excrement or whatever it was, this is how sensitive and how far we go when it comes to Hakaras HaTov. And so if you want to find qualified candidates, all the qualified candidates are those that disqualify themselves. Those are the individuals that you want serving on your Beis Din. And that's true then, and it is true today. We had, Baruch Hashem, you know, recently we had Rav David Feinstein was one of those people that gave up certain kibbutzim at the last Siyum HaShas so that others can shine in the light. But at the end of the day, when it came time for halach decisions, whether it was, you know, death or life, it was Rav David that they would be calling. And Rav David would be the one to give the pesach halacha on end-of-life questions. And the same thing is true with my Rebbe, Rav Moshe David Temler. The same questions were being raised to him. But he also had the temerity, the understanding, and the poise, and a dignified class in the way he presented himself to the public. So those people, those shining lights that disqualify themselves, they are the ones that are most qualified to serve on a Sanhedrin. And with that, I wish everyone a bracha b'atzlacha, that we should be gezunt. We should go into the next week of Ki Teitze. And God willing, I look forward to sharing with you some thoughts about Shiluach HaKan and some amazing insights into the parasha at that time. Everyone should be blessed with a wonderful week. Atzlacha and bracha. This is Mordechai Plotzker from Elizabeth, New Jersey. All the very best.